Letter to the editor. In response to perioperative management of patients on buprenorphine for opioid use disorder. By Drs. Aurora Kay and Yi Zhang. We read with great interest the recent article, Perioperative Management of Patients on Buprenorphine for Opioid Use Disorder, written by Selvamani and others. This article reviewed the complexities related to the perioperative management of patients on buprenorphine for opioid use disorder and provided the reader with recommendations on how to manage this medication. The topic addressed in this article is significant, as there is continued controversy surrounding buprenorphine administration when acute pain is anticipated due to its pharmacological properties. During the past 5 years, the discussion has shifted from the long-established practice of holding buprenorphine to facilitate opioid-based analgesia to continuing buprenorphine throughout the perioperative period, in part due to the risk of relapse with abrupt discontinuation. Nevertheless, despite the growing consensus that buprenorphine should not be routinely held, the optimal dosage of buprenorphine administration during the perioperative period remains uncertain as conclusive studies are lacking. This can lead to confusion for practitioners when determining the most appropriate management strategy for their patients. In our recent national survey of institutions across the country, we identified significant variation in how buprenorphine is managed perioperatively. Additionally, this journal reaches disparate conclusions regarding published recommendations for buprenorphine management, even though the core evidence and supporting literature used to establish management conclusions have remained the same. In Selvamani and others, the recommendation was to reduce the dose of buprenorphine to 16 milligrams in instances where moderate to severe pain was expected, consistent with recommendations from other authors. However, in the expert panel practice guidelines published in 2021, entitled ASRA Buprenorphine Guidance provides recommendations for treating patients with known or suspected opioid use disorder. The recommendation was to avoid the routine tapering of buprenorphine and continue the medication at a patient's basal dose in divided frequency with no distinction made based on pain anticipated. Tapering was only recommended in isolated clinical circumstances, such as high-level academic medical centers with excellent integration of addiction and acute pain services. In perioperative situations where extremely high levels of pain are anticipated and the admitting dose of buprenorphine is over 16 milligrams. The 2021 practice guidelines also recommended the option of increasing the dose of buprenorphine in instances where pain was difficult to manage, contradicting the 2023 guideline recommendations by Selvamani and others. Currently, there is no high-level evidence to support the optimal perioperative management of buprenorphine, which is a significant concern given the increasing number of patients relying on this medication. Our group is currently conducting a prospective trial in hopes of providing high-level evidence and establishing a consensus for managing these patients. However, we also believe that collaborations between multiple centers across different regions should be conducted to improve generalizability given the significant disparate management practices that exist. We appreciate the authors for bringing this significant debate to light. Despite the importance of administering buprenorphine during the perioperative period, current research on the optimal dose at which to continue buprenorphine needs to be supported to establish effective consensus protocols. All the above options contribute to the barriers preventing standardized perioperative buprenorphine management. Patients often receive conflicting recommendations regarding the management of their medication, leading to uncertainty and reluctance to either continue or discontinue buprenorphine perioperatively. Although there is growing consensus that buprenorphine should not routinely be discontinued, Some providers still follow this practice. Additionally, there is a lack of consensus regarding the appropriate dose and frequency of buprenorphine administration during the perioperative period. Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode of Azra Pain Medicine News, please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review.